Well, firstly, thank you for having me on. It's obviously a delight that during Pride Month and the beginning of Pink News' Pride for All event, which happens today, which is about bringing together the LGBT community, the BBC has instead decided to have a debate with two different gay people talking about trans issues. And it's quite odd to have, I'm a cisgender man, I'm not transgender. Simon is also not transgender. You're not transgender. So once again, it's a debate about trans issues without a single trans voice.
Hang on a second. Number one, you don't know anything about me. Number two, I asked you a question. Would you answer it?
Sure, but I've made a statement. Is this a debate about trans issues with no trans voice?
Yeah, you've made your statement. Now, could you answer the question?
You made the statement, which is that the provisions around who gets access to single-sex spaces has changed. That hasn't changed. The Equality Act was passed in 2010. There's been no changes to that.
Yeah, no, what I'm suggesting... Hang on, what I'm suggesting is that Stonewall would like to change it, and a lot of women are worried about that.
Sorry, you just claimed that, but that's not actually true. So Stonewall supports self-ID, which is about...
Exactly.
Simply about paperwork. So you've been able to self-ID... for practical purposes for the Equality Act since 2010.
Yes, but not, for instance, to go to a safe space for women, like a women's refuge. Those are protected, aren't they?
Yeah,
tell me if I've got this wrong.
Yeah, they continue to be protected.
Yes,
Stonewall... Answer me a question, Justin? Has Stonewall said that those spaces should be open to trans people? I don't believe they have.
Well, exactly.
This is the problem.
Hang on a second. I think we agree on this in that case, because is it the case or is it not the case that Stonewall is campaigning for those safe spaces not to be women only?
They aren't campaigning for that. That's just misinformation being spread by a homophobic and transphobic media, I'm afraid.
And when the boss of Stonewall compares people who believe in the immutability of sex, of biological sex, with anti-Semites, what are we to make of that?
Well, that was an interview with the BBC, and you're quoting something that she didn't actually say. But of course, that doesn't matter, because, of course, that's a good headline. What she did was she described different forms of hate speech. She described gender-critical views, which is the polite way of saying transphobia, anti-Semitism...
No, it's not. It's not. Hang on a second. Gender-critical feminism is not a polite way of saying transphobia. You know that, and I know that.
You just described it as... Sorry. Let me just clarify. I'm trying to answer the actual question which you said, which is that she compared it to anti-Semitism. But actually, the quote on the BBC wasn't what you just quoted.
She said whether it's anti-Semitic beliefs, gender-critical beliefs, beliefs about disability, we have legal systems that are in place for people who are harmed by that.
Is that true? Sorry, is that true? They are all protected by the Equality Act. I am someone who's a member of the LGBT+ community. I am Jewish, and I'm also someone who has a disability.
That's the point, isn't it?
If you discriminate against me on any of those bases, it's the same. It's as bad as each
other. No, it's not about discrimination. It's about speech.
I'm asking you the question. If you discriminate against me because I'm Jewish or because I'm gay, which is worse? Can you define which is worse, Justin?
Benjamin Cohen, thanks for talking to us. We're out of time. And as I say, Stonewall could have come on but didn't.